Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
Hi, I'm Ron, your host, and today the family is discussing the difference, or maybe better said, the transition between evangelism that we have seen in the church age and what the Holy Spirit is now opening up in this kingdom age of spirit. Let's listen in.
God wants you to witness. And when you go to witness, you don't start out. You just say what God's saying. You want to go witness, people say, well, I'm going to go witness to somebody. And don't take this wrong, but you start saying, well, are you saved? Are you this? And you start to go through an old style of the church age and do all this witnessing and stuff. It's a different flow. It's the living word of the Holy Spirit for that person right now. It was by witness that those guys saw things and did things.
Well, you know, Dale, the thing of what you're saying is if you go out and you witness the old way, like you were saying, you go out and you, are you saved? Or you start talking about, well, let me tell you about my salvation experience. I guarantee you that's not what they did in the New Testament.
Not at all.
Because if it was, you wouldn't have thousands of people coming to the Lord. And that's not being critical. It's just a fact.
Yep.
Because nowadays, preachers preach 1,000 sermons to get one convert.
Yeah.
Back then, one person spoke something that was living and got thousands of converts because it was by the Holy Spirit and it was real and it hit them in the heart.
Everywhere you read, when they went out, they talked about Christ. They did not talk about themselves.
Right.
And that's what the difference with the church age did is, oh, I was so terrible and now I'm pretty good, you know? Now I feel good about myself because of what I have.
I'm pretty good, yeah.
One of the scriptures that is so sorely abused is Christ said, go out and make disciples of all the nations.
Right.
The word disciple is a Greek word. It's not Hebrew.
Right.
They were the taught ones. So what it amounts to is, that scripture is go out into the world and teach everyone. But you can go into many different translations and you got preach, teach, prophesy, but it all is about getting out the gospel of the kingdom, about getting out what Christ was saying. And it's just amazing how things, the right words bring things in clearly.
Well, it's not so much the words you come up with to talk to people about, but it's an undefinable anointing that you're imparting to them. It's first off, living a life yourself in the presence of the Lord. It's living a life with a focus and a devotion to Him. And out of that comes this anointing where that's what you're doing. I believe that's what the gospel of the kingdom is. It's not a set, you know, the four spiritual laws or a tract or a doctrine. It's not that. It's a life that you're imparting to someone, an anointing that you're imparting to someone because you first lived it and you've become it. And now you can impart it, and you don't even have to say the word God. You can talk about how nice a car they have. You can say, how's your day? You can smile at them because you've become something in God that you're imparting. And that's the gospel. It's who you are, not a doctrine.
That's why God hung out with hookers and politicians. I mean, tax collectors. A lot the same way.
It's true.
But see, he could speak their language. And that's what you're saying, Ron. He could speak their language, and he got through to Peter. He got through to the fishermen. And I don't know about the ladies that followed him. I'm not that much of a scholar. But he could speak with their language and get across what was in his heart.
Well, family, it sounds like the way we escort people into a relationship to Christ and the Father is quite a bit different than what we've been taught in the church age. Today, we've learned that it is not as important what you say and know in doctrines and theology, but it is imparting to another person what you have become in God that really brings changes into people's lives and prepares them to walk with God.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.